As our beloved Daddy speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him, thank him without limit for all he has meant to us all, and to so strengthen us that we render every service possible of which we are capable to fulfill the great divine plan to which he and our blessed Saint Germain, beloved Jesus, and mighty victory in all the great ones have placed their hands in the correction of conditions of the physical world. Beloved Minutemen of Saint Germain, everywhere in the world do I speak to you this morning. And there shall go forth through yourselves to your nations that assistance from our octave that shall strengthen everything constructive within your borders. And we bless you and thank you for your interest in this life and your willingness to be a part of the strenuous work of correcting conditions that have held mankind bound throughout the centuries. But this morning I particularly want to call to your attention what your opportunity is in the outer world of business, and which needs every ounce of your strength to make the calls to protect that which should be the permanent condition within your nation. We want to first of all enter in to the realization that when a gift is given by life to mankind, if they do not give something back for that gift, they do not appreciate it, because they have not maintained the balance that the cosmic law demands. And I'm speaking now of the gifts of freedom within your nation of America. The United States of America won her independence by the fiercest battle against the destructive forces of mankind's own human selfishness. And remember, all battle in the outer world, all that is of human discord, is but a continual battle against selfishness. America won her freedom in the beginning for the main purpose of worshiping God. And when the mighty Saint Germain spoke those words in Independence Hall, "Go forward to the men who were signing the Declaration of Independence," and he said, "God has given America to the free." Well, only those who are free, only those are free who worship God and who are determined to put their love of God ahead of everything else in the physical octave. Now, the divine government that was outlined in the beginning was the gift of love from the Ascended Master's octave, principally the beloved Saint Germain. Many of you helped us to win that mighty battle with downright physical endurance and suffering and terrific service. You won the gifts of God for the nation, and you gave them to the generations that were to follow. But many, over the last 50 years especially, have not appreciated the value of the gift that has been given. And hence, because of they themselves did not sacrifice what was necessary to win that gift and know its value among the other activities of life, they have not guarded it with power enough to maintain it. Therefore, the destructive forces have again ridden into the government of the land to try to rob the people of God's freedom. Now, the younger generation does not yet understand what it means to come under the heel of the tyrant. And because communism has swept throughout the world, trying in every conceivable way by its criminal insanity to deprave mankind, so has there also swept throughout the world the cosmic light substance and these great cosmic rays of the sacred fire to offset that. You, as champions of the light, you who have recognized your divine inheritance as the mighty I Am Presence, are still honor bound to protect your God-given gifts within this land. And I am intensifying a certain service which I wish to render in helping to protect all that is constructed in outer world channels. The communistic forces, which is just one phase of the sinister force, are determined to drag mankind lower than the animals and to take away all hope of anything that is decent. And they've done that in every nation where they have entered in. You, as the representatives of St. Germain's freedom and light within the nation, have the authority in your own life streams, because of service you have given in the past, to issue the command every time you contact conditions in the business world that are not the victory of God's freedom and divine justice to the people. You have the authority in the name of the mighty I Am Presence to take your stand that no weapon prospers against the God-given gifts of freedom in this nation. And in your business activities, if you will take that command and issue your decrees that no weapon prospers against free enterprise of that which is constructive, you will be given limitless assistance. Because the destructive forces that have ridden in within the borders have no intention of giving you anything decent. And if you don't protect what decency you have, you won't have any. But through your decrees alone, will you be given help within this nation to stand the guard over everything within your borders that will give the people divine justice and maintain the protection of their freedom in the future. The whole structure of mankind's human law is to be ripped asunder. And I say that advisedly. The network of human law has gradually grown more and more vicious throughout the centuries, ever since the ascended masters withdrew as rulers of the various nations. And where the statement has come down that in the monarchies of the world, those who were heads of the government held that authority by the divine right of kings that was originally conferred upon those of highest spiritual attainment in the various nations, after the ascended masters withdrew and left the governing power within a nation to the most spiritually developed, hoping that the light would grow bright enough to strengthen the people to return to God. And while that has been usurped and misused in every nation of the world, so has all other governmental authority. And as the mighty Cyclopea told you last night, there isn't a group of mankind or all put together can rule the people of this world or maintain divine justice or the victory of freedom without this knowledge of the mighty I Am Presence and the direct, continuous cooperation and assistance and protection of the ascended host. I'm this constant turmoil of changing one thing after another in governmental channels to wreck anything that has had even a semblance of divine justice to the people. That entire structure has to be crashed and removed. It has been known for many centuries that the karmic reactions of Europe were such that the majority of those governments, with the exception perhaps one, in every case they must fall, because they have not placed God first. And those who are sincere within a nation, who demand that the God rights of mankind be considered first, and all commercial activities come second, and that is maintained with the honor to give only divine justice to the people and protect the divine rights of life, only those nations will survive as time goes on. Now, the structure has proved that it is not strong enough to weather the storm of centuries. And those who think they can get along without this knowledge of the I Am have a very severe lesson to learn ahead. But you, as I Am businessmen, have a tremendous privilege, a tremendous responsibility, a tremendous opportunity. There isn't one of your lines of business today that is constructive that can't have our invincible protection when you who are constructive within it take your stand that no weapon prospers against your business. And you maintain that. But you can't vacillate and you can't play for selfish ends and then expect our law of cosmic love and unselfishness to protect you. And it won't protect the nation either. Now, there is a group of ascended masters who are banding together with myself in the protection that is required in your business in the outer world to help render this service and bring greater strength to the business activities within America through which the mighty Saint Germain wishes to operate and correct conditions and to bring the blessings that belong here now and in the future. Therefore, those whom he is drawing into this activity, as you maintain this one command alone, that in the name of the mighty I Am presence, no weapon prospers against constructive business in this nation. And no weapon prospers against Saint Germain's I Am activities. Now, if you take your stand, we will fulfill the law. All you have to do is be determined that that shall be so. And when you have decided it with all the strength of your being, we will compel the release of whatever is necessary to manifest it in the physical world and what is more, sustain it. So it remains as a permanent blessing to the younger generation who will have to face the reconstruction period and the purifying and cleansing and removing of the conditions that have been so vicious within your borders. Every nation today that is facing the reconstruction or readjustment period, every nation that is facing viciousness this hour is facing that because of their own selfishness. Now, this nation is no more an exception to that law than is any human being in the universe. The law of balance, the law of perfection, the law of the great forward movement of the great divine plan of life everywhere in infinity is grounded and eternally established upon the law of unselfishness, which is perfect balance. Therefore, anything that causes individuals to sacrifice the good of the many for the profit of the few must fail and fail utterly. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning that has operated in your country for many years. Some of you know it, but none of you know it as we do. In regard to Wall Street, for instance, instead of that being used as a balancing activity throughout the nation, it has been used as personal persecution or as a means of revenge or absolutely annihilating, for personal reasons, individuals who were in the way of those who wanted to rule destructively. Now, as the mighty Saint Germain told you, there is a school established at the inner levels, and it was established in 1886 to take moneyed people, moneyed men especially, who were playing the market and who had been entrusted by life with the responsibility of great wealth. It had been given as a trust, and they had used it to deprave mankind or take themselves to destruction. In this school, where individuals have done these frightful things, when they come over, they are taken by the group of ascended ones who instruct in that school and are shown the results of their misdeeds. They are shown the future effects. They are shown what their obligation to life is and what their punishment must become. And then they are given a choice whether they wish to enter into that school and try to correct those conditions and be a part of the constructive activities of the future, or whether they choose to go on and pay the ultimate penalty. And in every case, they have accepted our instruction. And not one since 1886, shown the cause and effect of things, has ever refused to turn to the light. Now you have one of the most diabolical things within the nation, and that is this frightful crucifixion of Mr. Tucker. If there ever was a crime before God, man, and the universe, that's it. Now, that's a thing you men have the power and authority to correct. Mr. Tucker might be the victim now, but you might be the victim tomorrow. You have no assurance that the destructive forces, even if you play with them today, are not going to turn on you and use you for their personal ends whenever their plans require it. Now, this is the thing I want you to stand against. The greatest business corporation within this nation, or in any nation, will crumble to pieces in the future unless they will base their service to life on that which holds divine balance, gives divine justice, and protects the freedom of the people to worship God. All else must crash. All else must fail. And the powers of nature are hourly revealing to you their greater and greater activity that is approaching the cleansing hour. Now, you men do not need to be caught in that. I will personally give you protection in any channel of business so long as you demand that all constructive business within the nation and free enterprise of that which is constructive be protected for the building of the future. And you're going to have seen one of the most horrific things that you have ever witnessed the next month in Congress. Now, the danger of that is the hate that is generated, because people don't argue, my dear ones, without feeling intensely a hatred to the opponent. Now, your responsibility, if you're going to protect that which is right in the legal procedure of your land, is to continually demand that in the name of the mighty I Am Presence and in the name of every ascended master, no weapon prospers that is against the divine destiny of the United States of America. No weapon prospers against the free enterprise of this nation so long as the activity be constructive. No weapon prospers that tries to deprave the younger generation, because that younger generation has to face the transition period and have to carry the aftermath of the mistakes of many generations. There are life streams that have chosen their own free will to come in to help assist at this time, and they are entitled to every call you can make that no weapon prospers against the life streams of the younger generation. But they're in embodiment now are those who are to enter. But take your stand, precious ones, in the outer world. Take your stand at least once an hour by yourself. In the name of the mighty I Am Presence, call every being of every ascended master and cosmic being in this universe to your assistance, to stand your guard and see that no weapon prospers against you. And it does not prosper against the God-given gifts of this nation, and the most important of which is the freedom to worship God. There are two things you must stand guard with. You must demand divine, the blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment into the brain and body of every human being within these borders that wants to wreck the nation or wants to keep from the people the divine gifts that life has given here. And that rests principally upon your shoulders, because that is your natural channel of service in the outer world. All who are in those channels can make those calls and render that service. But I tell you, for your own protection, don't let the hour pass by that you don't use those decrees at least once. And then we can keep the way clear ahead of you. These terrific, unwieldy organizations that are so full of the accumulation of detail and human nonsense that they are about to crash under their own weight and the whole thing crack apart and mankind begin anew. And there isn't any corporation on this planet will go forward to success in the future that does not turn and maintain the balance of life to the people. The law of the incoming cycle is perfection, and selfishness has no place there. Selfishness is the cause of everything that has ever made disorder in this world. I plead with you, for your own protection, whether you're connected with big organizations or individuals, matters not. You take your stand that in the name of the mighty I Am Presence, no weapon prospers against the God-given gifts of the American people. No weapon prospers against the heart of the world. You are the protectors of the life in the heart of the world. The other people don't know how. And they're using most of their energy to complain against the thing they don't like. And there's only 5% of the people of the world that won't sell out the masses for their own personal ends. Now that's the world statistic. And it's almost less than 5%. Today we are concentrating this greater assistance to hold the balance in the business activities, because there are many wonderful lines of business, great advance has been made, and there are many wonderful things that we want to protect, that we do not want to see wrecked. We do not want you to lose either the time or the opportunity of going forward as rapidly as possible in the reconstruction process by that which is to become the permanent improvement of the golden age. We want everything that is constructive saved and protected and carried forward to its divine service. But you're going to have to stand like steel against these things, and if you consider for 1 minute that you've got to give in and compromise with destructive forces, my dear ones, you'll come under their law. The moment you accept that any human being or corporation or group of them or government or anything else has more power or more authority over your life than the mighty God presence of the I Am or the Ascended Host, if you admit that, you bow to their law. If you stand like steel against it and refuse, then you come under the protection of our law. And the thing I want to impress upon you this morning, it is every one of your personal responsibilities to stand the guard and protect the good things within this nation that have been given here and maintained by God alone. The destructive forces didn't give America her freedom. The destructive forces didn't place the wealth within your borders. The destructive forces didn't give you the right to worship God. The destructive forces won't protect your children. And whether they like this I Am activity or don't like it, one day on bended knees they will be grateful for all it has meant and all it is yet to bring for the enjoyment of those who are serving the constructive way of life. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated? I want you to look around in the world about you and show me who is absolutely certain of the knowledge they have. There isn't a channel of outer world information that is absolutely positive and certain as to what is right and what is not right, or even of what they know. The scientific world changes its theories, used to be once in 5 years, now it's changing them almost from day to day. And they're having to accept more and more and more of what we have told them from the beginning of this I Am activity. Show me one channel in the outer world that is absolutely certain and sure of what's going to happen tomorrow. Show me anybody on earth that knows absolutely what the forces of nature are going to do to mankind. Then what do they know? They don't know enough to serve God in the right way, or they wouldn't be in this chaos. Mankind cannot govern themselves as they exist today, and there isn't a nation on earth that is doing it. And what constructive activities are in any nation are there because our love and our protection of the Ascended Host has sustained them, and for no other reason. Because the light in mankind is not strong enough to protect that which is the God-given perfection of the future. And they better develop some humility, or they will meet the experience that will compel it. I want you to be thoroughly aware today that we will armor you as I Am Minutemen of Saint Germain with a power that none of the rest of mankind have. You will go through unscathed if you remember my words today. One line of business after another, one position of political power and trust after another, one condition of authority or trust in the outer world, one after another, has used the people for their own personal ends. And that can no longer go on. The cosmic law of the incoming cycle does not permit it. And mankind are going to be compelled to learn it in the most severe way you have ever beheld, unless they turn to this mighty I Am presence. I let the light of the ascended host and their love and their wisdom take the place of human ignorance. What does a human mind know about the causes in this universe? What does a human mind know about the future effects of causes already generated? Tell me what the human intellect knows about any security in the future. Well, then they better turn to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended ones who do know. Because we choose to do things in the way that is far-reaching in the future doesn't mean we made mistakes past or present. This work came forth to set mankind free, and it shall fulfill its divine purpose. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Who of mankind, when the forces of nature begin to move over the face of the earth, the results of causes generated by man, who of mankind, with all their boasted knowledge, can prevent it? Here you have your city of New York, with all its teeming millions. Who can prevent the stoppage of water? With all mankind's scientific knowledge, if the powers of nature do not choose longer to supply it, who can force them? They should realize there are beings in this universe that are their masters. I'm the same thing in regard to the hatred generated again and again and again by the defiant attitude of human misunderstanding, stands forth and denies us, passes judgment upon what we do, because they don't have but a fragment of information, and they don't know the law, and it never occurs to them that it might be due to their own ignorance that they see inconsistencies in us. But you are not to be subject to that if you remember these two decrees alone I have given you today. Demand the blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment into every condition in the business world that imposes injustice upon the people or attempts to take away from them their God-given rights of freedom. And take your stand and command in the name of the mighty I Am presence. No weapon prospers against those under this radiation. No weapon prospers against this light. No weapon prospers against America. No weapon prospers against anything that is constructive. Then as you drive their mind back to the sinister force, the accumulation of its injustice and its viciousness, its criminal insanity, will you find we stand beside you if need be. In the hour of crisis, the light will claim its own into its heart. It will be the armor of protection and power against all conditions of the physical world, including the beings of the elements. They will become your friends instead of your enemies. Who, with all their schemes to bring the filth of the rest of the world into this nation, can stop the onrushing cosmic light which we are releasing? I wish tonight goes forth from that royal Teton as an activity of flame over this nation, which the people shall feel as sure as they exist. These divine beings who have built the system of worlds are not to see their handiwork annihilated by the insane criminal ignorance of mankind unawakened because of their selfishness. There is no reason on earth for selfishness and ignorance except their downright defiance of the law of perfection. The law of our love, the law of light. And who's greater than the great law of universal energy and vibration? They are using it constantly. None can exist without it. Waking and sleeping, you're creating something every moment. But I am pointing your attention today to the need of those who know this law to take their unshakable stand that no weapon prospers against the divine gifts of good to our nation and the divine gift of this nation to the world. This nation, as a nation of freedom, was the location on this planet where mankind first took embodiment. And the law that brought it forth is the law that fulfills its destiny. And is the law you may set into operation now to hold protection of the good activities within your borders. And human selfishness shall take the tyrants to the place where they defy life no longer. And if you don't demand the annihilation of tyrant power within your borders, you'll bow to it. The conceit of mankind is amazing when it becomes clouded with ignorance and viciousness. And my dear ones, you, the men in this room alone, today, have the power. If you move in concerted action with this call, you have the power to send before you that which compels destruction to bow. And there are legions that will come to your assistance if need be, that can do what all mankind put together cannot do. And I ask you to value every word of these dictations. They've got nothing to do with the messenger or myself. Every word that has come forth from our great octave of light is the eternal truth of perfection. And it is a cup of light which you may use for eternity and ever expands its continual blessings from life. And if you have our words, you could one day build a planet and develop it. And without them, what have you got? Without the ascended masters, without this knowledge of the law, what have you got? Withdraw from the earth our love, our instruction, our protection, our gifts, and what have you got? You have a mankind and a planet in chaos. And selfishness is chaos. Darkness is chaos. Communism is chaos. The sinister force is chaos within itself. It has no concerted plan of action, neither is communism. They may prattle about these things all they please. They have but one motive underneath, and that is to diabolically wreck and destroy anything and everything for any reason whatsoever. It is an insane, onrushing mass of energy that has nothing as its objective except depraving anything that is decent. And if you don't stand against it, you will be swept with it. Now, you don't have to go that way. Even though you're only apparently a handful, yet remember for eternity this statement. One with God is a majority. One with a mighty I Am presence is all authority. And you, who will live for the protection of the God-given gifts of this nation, shall as surely be protected as that your motive is unselfish and is concerned only with protecting that which God has given. You can move over this nation a wave of light and energy with which nobody will argue. We smile many times at the consternation of the disks of light. These flying saucers that they've been so, there's been so much talk about, and they don't know yet what they are. But we could tell them. They probably would doubt because of their conceited ignorance. But nevertheless, as time goes on, they will learn, and we can afford to wait. I wonder if they can. They have much to learn from their atomic bomb experiments. I trust the lesson will last for all future time, so they won't have to go through it again. This isn't the first time the earth has been tortured by their iniquity. Not at all. That atomic bomb's nothing new. It's been the cause of every cataclysm that's ever been before. Mankind have harnessed energy and used it destructively before. This is nothing new. There's nothing modern about it. You, none of you yet know the cause of the last world war, but we do. A similar thing took place on Atlantis. That frightful substance was imprisoned in the gas belt. And when the top of that mountain blew off in Alaska in 1910, that made the Valley of 10,000 Smokes, that substance was released into the atmosphere of Earth and was largely responsible for the last world war. There isn't a human being or a scientist on the planet that knows the truth. And they want to defy us and think they know more. Well, they'll have to suffer it out, that's all. But you don't have to be part of them. I want you to feel that this handful of men in here today, with these decrees, can stand the guard over the free enterprise of this nation and demand the God-given gifts be protected and divine justice be given to all life. And until you live, for that is your ideal, the gaining of things or your temporary desires and accomplishments or have no security. You may have them today by limitless work, and they may be gone by night or tomorrow morning. What assurance have you of the sustaining power of anything that the outer world gives you today? But who can take your identity away from you as the mighty I am present? Your life is part of the life of the universe. It always has been, it always will be, and it operates under the action of a divine law. And if you will use its power and authority and take your stand, no weapon prospers against Saint Germain's I am activity. No weapon prospers against the God-given freedom of this nation. No weapon prospers against God's divine justice to life. And no weapon prospers against those who are unselfish. You will be provided for. You will be protected. You will be given illumination. You will be the users of God's secrets and powers that make the rest of mankind understand where they stand in the great scheme of creation and what is the law to which they must bow. Your I am presence is all authority. And I plead with you, precious ones, for the rest of eternity, do not allow those words I am ever to be placed second. If you will keep those words first always, you keep that presence first, and you demand all it has is yours in outer action, it will give you all of itself. And when you are clothed in its radiant presence, who can oppose you? Live to a picture the authority, the powers, and the perfection of its supreme command. And you will move among your fellow man like a blazing sun. And your light will correct conditions that nothing else can. You have your own divine place in this universe. Nobody in all creation can take the place of your life stream in this universe. You took a certain responsibility when you left the great central sun. You agreed to give the light of your life and the love of its beauty and purity and perfection to all creation to produce happiness in ever-expanding authority and all-powerful command. And nobody in the universe can do that for you. Each one has to render that service individually and alone. You can cooperate with each other and render that service to the mass of the people of the world, but nobody can take your place. Each one renders a service of an attunement, wholly individual. And that's why life is infinite. And that's why perfection is its law. That's why divine love is the all-powerful controlling force that can cleanse this world just as well as create the system and sustain it and galaxies of systems and keep the universe going forward in its perfect divine order and on its appointed way. And the same law that controls systems of worlds, you are obligated to obey, and anyone who opposes himself or herself to that is unwise indeed and very unfortunate. You are part of that great perfection of a great central sun. Call forth the divine memory of your own life stream, which you had in the great central sun before the world was. Call forth all the powers and the faculties of your beloved mighty I Am presence into your outer use and feel your dominion over life and never yield an instant to any force that is not God's perfection. If you accept within yourselves for the fraction of a second that maybe the destructive forces are going to have their own way, you will bow to them. You'll lick the shoes of the tyrant. And you don't have to. Anybody that's got the backbone and the courage to take that unshakable stand and never budge, and knowing that God's power is the only authority by which that life stream does anything, will have legions of blue lightning, if need be, surrounding you and educating the destructive forces. You won't even have to contact them. But from today, the group of ascended masters who are definitely concentrating their power for the correction and protection of certain business conditions within the nation will become your champions. And if you feel their closeness, there is nothing you'll ever require that you can't have in outer manifestation. But I plead with you now, live and demand whatever powers of life are necessary to protect your nation, its God-given freedom, to hold the victory of divine justice and demand that God be placed first in the consciousness of every human being on this earth. And whatever experiences are necessary to compel that, demand that into outer action. And mankind will learn as they've never learned before. You have the authority and responsibility wholly in your own hands. And there isn't a constructive thing in your world that can't have invincible protection as you take your stand with your presence and with us. You've had marvels and miracles and wonders unbelievable thus far in this activity. You have won your victories in the midst of a very hailstorm. But I might say to you, the hailstorm isn't through yet. So put on your armor and go into action, prepared to drive through anything, but command and demand God, the mighty I Am presence, be compelled. Mankind rather be compelled to recognize that mighty I Am presence. Mankind has got to awaken to this. The law for the next 10,000 years, like it or not, they'll bow or be removed from the planet. Doesn't make any difference what they like or don't like. The law is the law. And nobody removes the law of energy and vibration from the universe because they're ignorant or refuse to abide by it. You are armored this hour in this invincible cosmic Christ blue lightning of our invincible protection. Under the sinister force, that's just as if you touched a live wire of tremendous power, and the human is burned to a crisp. We can draw around you that vibratory action of electronic force that is tempered to your harmony within, and the outer layer is that which can consume the planet if need be. Not that it's going to, but it'll consume the discord mankind has placed here. That's the power that stands at your service. That's the power that gives you courage and strength. And that's the power we wish to pour in through and around you so long as you remain absolutely fearless and unyielding in the outer world and never compromise your position. Never. He who stands alone with the God power is master over all in this world. And if you begin to give the human its own way on this little thing and that little thing, you will come under its law. We are trying to raise you by this charge of power into you, into the full acceptance of the authority of your own I Am presence, until when you speak the word, the flame will flash and mankind will bow. And it's going to need just that kind of a positive force to protect your constructive industries, to maintain the divine rights of free men, to keep your people purified until selfishness no longer makes its inroad on the American nation. America will stand the guard over everything it's constructed everywhere, but they're not going to pauperize America to sustain the fighting nations of the world. Mark my words today. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? We will protect everything that is constructive in every nation of the world, but we'll have nothing to do with that which is not. America is the land on which mankind first embodied, and now you are passing on the spiral higher, many spirals higher, but you're over the same point where life, individual human embodiment, began on this earth. And that is why America, the heart of the world, must be protected, or there will be no governments in the rest of the world. There will be chaos where government ought to be. And precious ones, don't go on feeling that, well, this crowd have gotten in power and they're the law now and they've passed these laws, and you can't do much about it and just go on yesing what they do. Don't do that thing. Call the cosmic blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment and purity into every law in this land, every court, into every bit of legal procedure, and demand the blasting and divine judgment passed on all human law. Have waited out. And let the divine law of God's perfection be on the statute books of the nation. become the government, become the good government that life intends. And you are the people, you are the authority. I shall fire you today, as Saint Germain did those early patriots, to go forward and hold your own against every diabolical force within the nation. The more you pay taxes, the more war you'll have, and the more your children will be murdered or crippled. The moment a nation rides to excess to any kind of taxation, doesn't mean what it is. All taxation is wrong. All taxation is the tool of the sinister force. And so long as you don't kill the tax beast of the world, it'll kill your loved ones. Like it or not, I know you don't like the taxes. That's quite self-evident with everybody. But I tell you, you've got to arise in the authority your mighty I am present and demand the tax beast and the claws of its operation be compelled to be annihilated. There is no one channel on the earth that is responsible for so much murder and so much crime, direct or indirect, as the tax beast of mankind's own selfishness. It is the tool of the sinister force to do every diabolical thing in every age that has ever wrecked anything. And if you don't take it out of the hands of those who misuse it, well, you'll come under its whip, that's all. It was in Jesus' lifetime, it's been in every age, since the end of the second golden age, has that selfishness gone on and on and on in unbridled, defiant devilishness. And you better take your stand. If you demand the debt beast and the tax beast of this nation annihilated in all its plans and claws, all its murder and crime, direct or indirect, you'll render a service to life second to none. And you can have that power if you decide to take your stand that that thing shall be removed from the American people. It isn't just you. The homes of your people should be without taxation. No beast of war built the homes and gave them to mankind. God placed them here before mankind appeared. Your war beasts and your munitions makers will continue to make them so long as you give them the money of taxes to do it. And if you don't stand against them, then you'll bow to them and pay them. And your taxes are being used to pauperize the country and bring you into the same condition of the rest of the world. But I say to you, this handful of men in this room today, if I had you somewhere every day for 1 hour on these decrees, you could change anything in 30 days or less. Thank you, precious ones, and just a moment longer. Do you remember how much energy you used to use in a football game? If you gave that much energy in 1 hour, in just one game, every day, and drive it into the lawmaking body of the nation, you tell me those men's bodies or their minds or anything else could stand against the onrushing power of your decree? What do you think life is meant when it said to you in every age, thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee? And when you use the name of the mighty I am presence, and you issue that decree in the authority of all life, it has to be fulfilled. And we are awaiting your decree in this respect. Just remember how many football games you played or baseball games, how much energy you think your life stream supplied to you with which you did that. Now, would it be unjust to expect you to release an equal amount on the side of the freedom of a nation to protect that which is of God? I don't believe so. If you're going to play fair with life, you always like fair play in sports. Why not give some fair play to God? If you play fair with life, life will play fair with you. But now, everything that is of a personal selfish interest must take second place on the protection of your right to worship God without paying taxes, on the divine justice to the people, to all life, on the victory of the divine rights of free men must be your paramount purpose in life, on the day star of its power shall pull you on until not one shadow remains. We stand ready to assist, and legions of which you do not even know exist could come to your assistance on an instant and reverse the currents that heretofore have taken from you that which God gave. From this hour, feel yourselves clothed in armor so dazzling bright the destructive forces dare not approach and cannot find who abides within. And then go forward. And if you need courage, call. We'll give you all the courage in the universe so long as your decision is unwavering to correct these conditions and demand that the right to worship God remains the paramount purpose of the United States of America. The divine rights of free men shall hold protection of the people, and divine justice shall be compelled, and that which opposes it must leave the earth. To this end have I come today. To this end do we stand awaiting your call. And as you move into outer action, I trust I may have the privilege of standing by your side and correcting one thing after another till I prove my love, my power, and my willingness to cleanse the earth of the last shadow of human selfishness. The mighty Saint Germain's work go forward, and your younger generation do not have to face the Holocaust of the frightful things that have gone on in the rest of the world. May that supreme presence of the mighty I Am and the legions of the angelic host, the mighty Surya in his great cosmic authority, the blue flame, clothe you today in this cosmic power, fire you with the victory of its presence, and take you forward, a blazing light before which every shadow flees, and you move forward and guard and guard and guard the God-given rights of love to the people of this land. And your younger blessed generation and those incoming live streams should be clothed in this victory and let them fulfill their destiny in the happiness life intends. To this end, do we stand, and not but victory shall be expressed. Thank you for your presence here. May every one of you take this boundless power back to your own countries, back to your cities, to the other nations of the world, to the people in business, to your families, everywhere you go. Set your teeth and take your stand, and we will fulfill your cause. With limitless power do we clothe you today, and you are the guardians of the light in the heart of the world. Now may that burst into a living flame on the Holocaust intended, be turned back upon its creators and take its toll there, and America be kept free. Thank you with all my heart. Won't you be seated? precious ones. Now as we hear the love star, may that garment of blazing, dazzling blue lightning substance clothe each one. Beloved Daddy, stand the guard of those under this radiation. Clear their pathway, protect their business, and take them forward to the mightiest victory that's ever come to any group of unascended beings, and let them stand before the world, bearing witness to the truth and reality of this mighty I Am presence. I loose the power that all will understand and respect forever. To our beloved Daddy gives the benediction after the secret love star. Let us accept the fullness of his authority and command and his guardianship of America's freedom. Thank you, beloved Daddy, for all the blessings you have given to us. Now as we go to the Royal Teton tonight, will you prepare each of us, strip the outer of everything human, and then clothe us with the power that's going to be required to move into the outer world and absolutely mow down everything that threatens America's freedom and the protection of the divine rights of free men to our people, and compel divine justice wherever we move. And beloved Saint Germain, thank you with all my heart for this light. May all know everything that it contains and become the authority of your freedom to all life forever. To the beloved brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, and those cosmic Christ legion of blue flame, that come under the direction of mighty Surya, mighty Hercules, mighty Cyclopea, all who direct that blue ray to the earth, clothe these, the beloved of the light, with thy blazing armor of invincible, victorious blue flame. That blue flame of cosmic Christ's authority and power, of its eternally invincible purity, its love, its victory, its miracles of perfection without limit, holy invincible protection, double at each instant of each hour, flood forth thy boundless supply of every good thing, and take these blessed ones forward, the guardians of America's business, and blessed from the planet that which has defied God so long and dishonored life. Let there be the manifestation of the outer of such terrific force. None on earth any longer deny, defy, or disobey. None will ever oppose, and none will ever forget the victory of this mighty I Am presence, till every knee on earth bows before that presence and the ascended host that are the only hope of the world. Let there be the strength in each one to go forward like dynamite and absolutely release our nation from everything that has cast a shadow upon our freedom. Now may we stand, face, and conquer in the greatest power of the cosmic Christ that has ever been known on earth, and make that power blaze through us till none on earth exist who dare oppose it. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe all under this radiation, each one with a sevenfold flame of each archangel. And each of us of the Elohim, and those great beings who govern that sevenfold flame to the earth, clothe each one of us in that sevenfold flame of every ascended master quality and power of perfection. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it, and blaze through us the blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment that wipes from the earth that which has dishonored life, and that which further intends to limit the people of our nation, and blaze that light with which nobody argues until it appears everywhere and mankind are compelled to be set free. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy, mighty victory, asking them to accept it, amplified and qualified with whatever will cut America free from all that is of the shadows that blaze her light till it covers the earth and nothing human that longer remain. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use and under the direction of those under this radiation, and keep on hand at all times 10 or 1,000 times more than we'll ever require to fulfill the divine plan in the ascended master's way, and take those under this radiation and keep every bill and obligation paid in advance today and forever. I loose the power that moves into outer action, annihilating all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And may the hour strike quickly when the ascended masters, in their fully ascended bodies, come forth and walk and talk with mankind, and set again the pattern of perfection, this time, and hold its directing power until mankind are free, and see no longer its power allowed to be given to that which is destructive. In the fullness of all that the great ascended hosts have to give, may they clothe us now with whatever we require as we go to the Royal Teton tonight. May the reality of that experience become an everlasting blazing power of the sacred fire in and around each of us, of which we are continually aware until our ascension. May beloved Cyclopea, in our presence, give him every assistance tonight to bring about those conditions in this nation that keep her cut free from anything that is of further distress.